Contemporary pre-adjusted labial orthodontic bracket systems have been very successful because most patients can be treated with small adjustments from a so-called straight wire. This development has been possible in part because a well-aligned arch has labial surfaces aligned with only slight in-out variation that can be built into the brackets. This system doesn't work so well with lingual appliances because there are very large in-out differences in the lingual surfaces, and therefore these differences can't be built into the brackets, and first-order archwire bends are needed. In order to bring lingual treatment to a more usable level, an article in the April 2011 JCO describes a relatively simple in-office robot that can bend the first-order lingual adjustments for the orthodontist. This system, known as LAMDA, Lingual Archwire Manufacturing and Design Aid, allows quick digitization of photographs and fabrication of custom lingual archwires. Photographs can be taken of the study cast, or an intraoral occlusal photo can be used as long as calibration points are included. Once loaded into the LAMDA software, points are digitized on the photograph where bends should be created. The X and Y coordinates of these points are converted by the software to distances and angles between bends. A small wire bending robot that's only able to create first order bends can take this information and fabricate a lingual archwire in 5 minutes. The robot also includes a heater that can raise nickel titanium archwires to 600 degrees Fahrenheit in order to permanently set bends. This heating process increases the time required to fabricate a nickel titanium archwire to 6 minutes. In order to test the capabilities of the LAMDA system, 15 lingual orthodontic specialists were asked to manually bend an archwire and then create an archwire using the LAMDA system. A separate orthodontist rated the adaptation of all the archwires on a 10-point scale. The result was that the archwires bent by the experienced clinicians averaged a 6.9 out of 10 for adaptation. The wires produced by the LAMDA system averaged a 9 out of 10. Obviously, we must be a little skeptical of these results since they come from the product developer, but it's some indication that the device may have potential. Technology continues to impact orthodontics in a dramatic way, and this LAMDA software and robot are just another addition. Further development and independent evaluation will be needed to determine its true usefulness, and obviously cost will be a factor. But I'm interested to see where this leads. If you would like to see color images of the robot and screenshots of the software that controls it, I would suggest you find a copy of this complete article. The title is An In-Office Wirebending Robot for Lingual Orthodontics, and it's found in the April 2011 issue of the Journal of Clinical Orthodontics.